We have a brilliant Canadian musician with us this afternoon. Matthew Jones has just been appointed conductor, music director of the Etobicoke Philharmonic. Welcome to the program.
What a kind introduction. Thank you
very
much.
Not at all. Absolutely true. Now, are you from Etobicoke, or are you doing a commute into Toronto, or what's the
deal? I am from out of town. I feel like it gives me a bit of mystique.
You're exotic.
You know? Yes.
Okay. What exotic address would that be without giving too much away?
I am a Kitchener-Waterlooite at the moment.
It got in Himmel. That's lovely.
Indeed, yes.
Here you are. The press release reads, and I'm sure it's 100% true, after an intensive and exhilarating search, but you got the gig, so congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
What was your auditioning concert? What did you do? What was your
program? The big piece was Beethoven 6, actually.
Well, that'll count.
You can definitely show some mettle in Beethoven 6 if indeed you've got it. I'm glad to have been able to produce.
Not at all. Well, you have the most wonderful anticipation because you're looking forward to season number one. You're looking forward to concert number one. Let's do concert number one first. What's on that?
Well, we are delighted to be celebrating with a violinist from the TSO, of course, Jonathan Crowe. What a gentleman and a prince of music here in the GTA in Canada. Dvorak Symphony No. 8.
The cellos have to love you. The first flute has to love you. The English horn has to love you.
Well,
what a great piece.
From this point moving on, I'm hoping everybody's going to love me. That's
Well, Dvorak leaves no one out. He leaves no one out.
No, he really doesn't. You're absolutely right. And the way that he extends his hand to the orchestra and to the audience, of course, by extension, is absolutely special. Yes, I agree.
It's a great opening symphony. What else is on the program?
We've got some Pierre Melchior, our Canadian content, the triptych, which is his first piece. And some Applebaum, Stratford Fanfare.
Oh, those are great. Those Stratford Fanfares aren't heard enough, actually. Those are lovely things.
That may very well be true. Yes,
lovely,
I agree.
Lovely things. What are your plans to develop the orchestra?
Well, it is all about breaking down the barrier between the first row of seats and the lip of the stage for me. And just making sure that Etobicoke knows they've got a Philharmonic in their backyard and that it's there playing their hearts out for them. And that is going to be the thrust of all that we do. It really is. So accessibility is going to become a very important value to us at the Etobicoke Philharmonic. And, of course, a high artistic achievement that the community can be proud of.
My question is really about orchestral development. As the artistic leader, that has to be, I would assume.
Of course.
One of your...
I'm just getting my feet wet, of course, now with the orchestra. But I must say, I'm really excited about the potential that's in the room. The players are engaged. They're ready to take this organization somewhere. They're music-making somewhere. So I think it's going to come down to... I have a fabulous programming committee that's really ambitious, and they want to do some really interesting works coming down in the future. And I think that prepping them through works like Dvorak 8, we've got Beethoven 3 coming on, Brahms 3, these really big, intense works that are going to require a lot of effort on the part of all of our musicians. If we can develop that work ethic, we're going to be able to play whatever we want.
So there's no question there's a challenge for everybody.
For sure.
Now, what are your plans for the season? Can you give us some highlights? And then after that, before I forget, give us your website, because I want to drive people to your website as
Absolutely, sure. Well, I'm really looking forward to Mahler Symphony 4 in the spring.
Who's your soprano?
I have no idea at this point.
Oh, well, there you go. Remember. Any sopranos interested, should they contact you, go to the website? You're going to be flooded now.
Well, the truth is, being from out of town and having the wonderful help of my artistic committee that have put this together for me, we are working on next year, but of course they put together this season on their behalf.
I see.
That is a fine question. I'm not there yet. I'm at Jonathan Crowe, Sibelius Violin Concerto, and Dvorak Symphony 8 on Friday.
But there is something to be considered for the future. Well, these are not exactly light pops tunes you're talking about.
No.
So you will certainly offer a challenge to everybody. What do you want the public to know about the Etobicoke Philharmonic? Now's your chance. You've got an open microphone, and even the slow hours have 500,000 listeners. What do you think? What do you want them to know?
No, the Etobicoke Philharmonic is a group of really enthusiastic and proud musicians. I think there's a lot of pride that that comes across in their playing. I'm very excited to engage the potential that they really believe they have. There's a lot of heart in the sound of the orchestra. There's a lot of intention in their sound. It's really exciting to be on the podium in front of this group of people. There's like I keep telling them, there's hope in the room.
Matthew Jones, what is the website the public must visit?
Well, we have our Facebook page, of course, the Etobicoke Philharmonic Facebook page. We have a website that's simply Google the Etobicoke Philharmonic, comes up right on the top. And from that website, you can access our ticket sales, you can access our programs, you can even see who and what we're about. So I really do encourage people to check us out.
Our guest today is Matthew Jones, a newly appointed conductor of Etobicoke Philharmonic. Wishing you a beautiful season. Come back anytime.
Thanks very much.